music official. Music so sensual. Zaga that.
Every time I see a ball, I tell her she they be. She fine past them all, Charlie, baddest I've seen. She's a boss with it, and she know exactly what I need. She's a boss with it, and she know exactly what I need.
Oh my gosh, this song used to be my jam, like back then, 2017, 2018. Like, I played this song so much that my roommates literally hated me and the song. Like, it was fun, man. Those were fun times. I really miss those times. Anyway, Bok Ljudi, that means hi guys in Croatian. It's still your girl Kamsi, and I'm welcoming you back to your favorite podcast and Nigeria's leading podcast, The Truth Korea. Yes, I said it. The Truth Korea is a podcast where we address the issues and challenges we face as a people. And I know say to live for Nigeria no day easy at all. Like, we face so many challenges. But we don't stop there. We also talk about the issues we face as a society at large. The Truth Korea is also a platform where people can share their unique stories and experiences in their own words. That is, someone else will not share your story for you. You can come on the podcast and share your story. Well, before we commence with today's episode, I want to thank you guys so much for always supporting the Truth Korea podcast by tuning in every week to listen. Those of you that share my flyers and the episodes to my podcast, the links to my episodes, I really appreciate you guys. I see you guys and I love you guys. And also those of you that drop me your wonderful and engaging comments and reviews, I can tell you that seeing those comments and reviews are usually the highlights of my day. So I really appreciate you guys. You are the real MVPs. So if you're a Nigerian and you're on social media, it's most likely the case that you've seen this video circulating about a lady that went out on a first date with a guy. And he asked her, where do you see yourself in 5 years? She said she picked offense because that question made the date feel more like an interview. And shockingly, the guy answered, like, he did his own video to respond to her own video, giving reasons why he asked her that question. Well, this video is what inspired my topic for today. So today we are going to be talking about inappropriate first date questions. Although that video may have inspired today's topic, but as is our style on The Truth Korea, I'll go deeper than just addressing the video. I'll be telling you guys some inappropriate questions to ask on a first date, the ones you should rather be asking, and why you should be asking them. Also, I'm going to read out some of the comments and stuff that my friends on social media and my personal friends told me about, the questions they hate being asked on first dates. Believe me, some of them are so funny and definitely relatable. So, let's jump right in. You guys know the reason for first dates is to get to know someone you like better. So, it can be very exciting because of that prospect of getting to know them better. But it can also be nerve-wracking and tedious trying to figure out the kind of questions you should ask, what you shouldn't ask, and how to keep the dates fun and interesting. So, most people, they find themselves asking questions that might end up making the person they are on the date with lose interest, and that's not good for a first date, you know. And then many people are private people. They can't open up to tell you certain things about themselves until they've become comfortable with you or around you, or they've gotten to know you better. So there are so many other things you can talk about on first dates without asking some intrusive questions. Like I said earlier, I'll be talking to you guys about some inappropriate first date questions and topics you should avoid talking about on first dates. And then I'm also going to tell you guys the ones you should talk about. So let's start with the inappropriate ones, the ones you shouldn't talk about. The first question that you shouldn't, or rather the first thing that you shouldn't be asking somebody about on a first date, is about their past relationships or their exes. Now, it might seem like a good way, well, I want to get to know her better, let me know about her past relationships. The thing with that is that having an ex sucks. Like, just, you know, I'm sure at the time you might have felt this person was your soulmate, they were your future and whatever. But now you guys have broken up, and maybe some of the breakups are even bad breakups. It didn't end on a friendly term. So now you're on a date with someone new, and I'm sure you're excited because you feel like, okay, if it works out, you might have a new boo. And now when you go on the date, the person is asking you about your ex or your past relationships, like, it's not really a good thing. Like, it doesn't augur well with someone that came to move on from their past. So asking somebody about their past relationships can dredge up very painful memories, especially, like I said, those relationships that did not end well. Or just imagine this scenario. Maybe the girl in question, the ex, got her pregnant and denied it, and then she had to get an abortion, or she went through that painful process of being pregnant without the father of the child being in her life. Now imagine talking to her about, asking her about that person. Do you think she's going to be happy about that? Like, I don't think that's a kind of question you want to be asking on the first date. And I'm really sure the person you're asking doesn't want to be answering that kind of question on the first date. So the best thing to do is just avoid that question. Just focus on the date that you're having with the person now. Focus on the person that is right before you. Forget about past relationships or exes, you know. So the next question you should also be avoiding on first dates is sexual questions or sex related questions. Avoid those questions. Like, no matter how sexually attracted you are to somebody, don't ask them about sex, or don't talk about sex so much. Like, why would you be asking somebody their favorite sex position on the first date, or how long they can last in bed, or how many rounds they can go before they get tired? That's too much information, too much, like, it's too much for a first date. Like, no, don't. You know, it might actually give the person the impression that, okay, you're just here for the sex, or you just want a sex-based relationship with me. And maybe genuinely that's not what you want. You really like this person, but because you're busy asking about sex, it will give them the impression that, let me run, because this guy is only after sex, or this girl is only after sex. Like, even if you know you won't talk about sex, just calm, keep calm, like, just calm down, calm down. I'm sure if you guys hit it off, you guys might end up talking on the phone, and, you know, it will come up naturally. So don't start asking somebody about sex on the first date. It can be quite off-putting. Like, it's not cool at all. Another question that is a no-no on the first date is asking somebody their body count. Why would you be asking somebody how many people they've slept with on the first date? It's a very intrusive question, and the truth is that very few people will actually answer you honestly, because that's if they choose to answer at all, because they don't know you that well yet. So they might be like, let me lie so that maybe he will not think I'm a slut, or let me lie so that she will not think I'm a prude. Like, I can't actually get girls to sleep with me. So they might probably lie to you about their number. And just imagine you start dating this person, and one day you guys are just talking casually, and they start talking about one other person again like that. You're like, wait, hold up. I thought you told me you've always slept with 3 people. How come? Who is this person again? That can be a very awkward situation to find yourself in. So try to avoid asking somebody their body count, like how many people they slept with. Is not a good thing to talk about at all, let alone on the first date. Another question that really doesn't seem like, it's not something that you should be talking about on the first date, is asking somebody how much they make or how much their salary is. Do you know that even as friends, like, you're friends with somebody, it's not even proper to ask your friend, unless they want to tell you, how much they make. It's something that people are so, how do I put this now? People are so closed off about their salary and their earnings. They don't want to tell you because you're probably earning more than them, and you might start feeling superior, and they'll start feeling inferior, or you're earning less than them, and they feel like they might make you feel bad, or you know how Nigerians they do now. Some guys will now feel like, this my guy, so you get this kind of money, now you could sponsor our outing from now on. No. So even as friends, that question can be quite uncomfortable, let alone asking somebody that question in the first date. Is not a good thing at all, because especially as a lady, the guy might feel like, this one is a gold digger, let me not tell her. So she's asking me how much I make on the first date. Does she want to, well, do you want to rob the person? Are you an armed robber? Why are you asking the person how much they make? Do you want to rob him or her?
Like, avoid that question at all costs. Instead, ask them what they do for a living. It's better. At least they'll know that you're interested in getting to know them and their work. Not asking how much do you make. It's not a good question at all. This next question, many people don't see it as anything. They just feel like it's a normal thing. You know when you're on a date with somebody and they just go like, huh, babe, you're so pretty, you're perfect, see your shape, everything. Why are you still single? This question is not, I don't like this question. Personally, I hate this question because it makes me feel like being single is a bad thing. Like, something is wrong with me, that's why I'm single. Okay, what answer are you expecting this person to give you now? The reason why I'm still single is because nobody wants to ask me out or, what do you want? You can put this person in an awkward situation and it makes them feel as if there's something wrong with them for being single. Like, don't ask this question, like, avoid it. With time, I'm sure the person will open up to you and tell you the reason why they were single, or, you know. And, okay, for adventure, they're just coming out of a relationship or, you know, a breakup, a nasty breakup. And you ask them, why are they still single? It will make them remember the breakup they just went through, and bringing up bad memories on a date is a very bad idea. Another question you should avoid at all costs is asking somebody on the first date if they see any future with you, like, or where do you see this relationship going? Someone asked me this question on the first date, and I don't know. I was like, where do I see this relationship going? Like, just one date. We have not even finished the date. They're already asking me where I see the relationship going. Like, of course, I get that you want to know if there is something more for you and your date, especially if you like the person. So you're anxious to know, like, do I have a future with this person? But you don't have to ask them that. You know, that's a little too far. Instead of asking this question, you might ask them, maybe at the end of the date, you can ask the person, do you see us having a second date, or would you mind me taking you out again, or can I call you tomorrow? It shows that you want more from them, but you're not desperate. Trust me, that desperate look is not good at all. Like, avoid it at all costs. So, and then if you ask them, do you want us to go out on another date, and they say no, then you know that they're not interested. But asking them if they see any future with you on the first date, that's too early. Don't avoid that question. This next question is actually the question that's packed all that debate on social media. This question: where do you see yourself in 5 years, or 10 years, or 3 years, or what are your plans for the future? Like, first dates in Nigeria, this question is like, it's as if they have past questions and they're using it to study. Like, ask this question. Know their plans. Know their Oga, madam, calm down. You know, this particular question is actually quite tricky. What I mean is that it's not too bad to ask this question on the first date, especially if you and your date are hitting things off. But it's also not the best question to ask on the first date either. If you must ask this question, there are many other ways to ask it that it does not sound too serious, you know. So most people on the first day, they want things to be light, fun, interesting. Maybe they've been working all week and they're looking forward to, you know, just relaxing and taking their mind off work. And then you're asking them, where do you see yourself in 5 years? You know, that question is quite, it can make you start thinking, and even maybe you've not even thought about it before. When the person asks you, you have to start thinking about it, like, okay, where do I actually see myself in 5 years? And just imagine a situation where maybe the person didn't have plans for the future. They might start feeling bad, like, I actually don't have plans for my future. And instead of relaxing and focusing on your date, they will now start thinking about where they see themselves in 5 years. And that distraction, I'm not sure you would like that distraction to come in on the first date. Another thing that this question can do is that maybe when the person answers, okay, this is where I see myself in 5 years, I want to be doing this, I want to be that, I want to be this, the next question that naturally follows will be, so what are you doing to achieve that goal? Or what are you doing to work towards being this person or that person in the future? And then before you know it, thing they happen, career advice don't start though. Do this one, do that, why are you doing? Like, it's a first date, for crying out loud. Relax, you know. And actually, there are better ways to ask that question that will not make the person start thinking too much. You can try to be more specific. What I mean is, if the person you're on a date with, let's just say she's a podcaster, you can ask the person, so where do you see your podcast in 5 years? Now they have you have narrowed it down, like asking someone where do you see yourself in 5 years, it involves too many things, family, career, this, that, this. But asking somebody where do you see your podcast or this a particular work they are doing in 5 years, that can give them a less, you know, that can make them answer the question more specifically, and it narrows it down for them to answer without overthinking. Also, you can turn it to a fun, into a fun question. For example, you can ask the person, so if you're a magician now and you could make any of your dreams come true, where would you want to see yourself in 5 years? They can answer the question joyfully, and you know, because of you said if you're a magician, they will let their imagination run wild, and it can actually be fun now to answer it than you making it sound so serious and everything. Also, you could bring down the timeline. 5 years is too much now. Like, you left 1 year, 2 years, you run to 5 years. It's too much. Like, no one knows the future. After all, we didn't see COVID-19 coming, but it came and it scattered many post plans. It made us make plans, new plans, fresh plans. So 5 years is too far into the future. You can just ask the person, what do you intend to achieve, like, in by the end of next year? That's a better question to ask, because maybe the person feels like they have more control. Most probably they have plans that they want to achieve by the end of next year, so it will be easier to answer that question than saying where do you see yourself in 5 years. So it's actually not a bad question to ask, but there are better ways to ask it that will not take the attention of the person off the date and on an uncertain future. I don't know if I'm making any sense. So okay, moving on. The 8th question you shouldn't ask anybody on their first date is, when or how did you lose your virginity? Come on. Like, geez, that is just plain inappropriate. I don't even need to talk too much about this one. Don't ask somebody this question on the first date. Please, be it a guy, be it a girl, do not ask this question on the first date. It's not your business. Why are you asking? Do you want to restore the virginity? Or like, if the person chooses to tell you, fine, but if they don't, please don't ask. Okay, so another question that is just not appropriate for a first date is, do you think you'll make a good wife or husband? This question, if it's a guy, it really freak them out. Like, on the first day, already asking me if I see myself, if I'll make a good husband. Like, are you that desperate to get married? It's not. And even a lady self, this question is kind of tricky too, because most times, you know, in Nigeria, when a guy starts talking about marriage, it's like, this one wants to use marriage to deceive me. So they will just now feel like the date is just for you to lie to them and get them to sleep with you. So it's better not to ask that question. With time, like I always say, naturally, these conversations will come up. If both of you keep talking and going out, the conversation will come up naturally. You don't need to ask them on the first date, do you think you'll make a good wife or husband? What are the makings of a good wife and husband? Like, person, of course, person will even, okay, let me just say, put it like this. So, person will say yes now. So, if you ask me if I think I'll make a good wife, I should say no. I will say yes, that I think I'll make a good wife. So, you will never get an honest answer with that question. So, no need asking it. The 10th and final question here that you should avoid asking someone on the first date is, especially this one, guys, like Nigerian guys are guilty of it. No, normally self, Nigerians love asking unsolicited questions. They love giving unsolicited advice. So this question now, guys love asking it on dates, and it's not funny at all. Don't ask this question. You know, when you prepare, you buff up, maybe finally your crush of how many years ask you out, and you prepare, buff up, you go on, you make up, and you're looking peng. You now go on the date, and the guy will just be like, so why do you have so much makeup on? You are much prettier without makeup. Oh god, like, why would you ask someone that? Like, why would you tell a lady that thing makes that lady become very self-conscious, like, hey, and they'll start regretting wearing that makeup. Like, what can she do about it? Okay, let me just ask, then asking her that question now, what can she do about it? You want her to start cleaning the makeup or sugar and wash her face in the restroom? Don't ask that question. It makes it can make somebody feel very self-conscious and embarrassed. So I think you should try to avoid it. You want to get to know the person in front of you, so don't turn the date into an interview, a marriage interview, a work interview. Just keep things easy breezy, you know. Even if you want to marry that person, you know, even if maybe you've seen the person, like, ah, this person is like the perfect, my spec, I'll let spend the rest of my life with this person. Or, guy, madam, there is time to get to know the person better. Just relax. You don't need to start asking questions that are too serious that will make them feel like, ah, what happened? Are you interrogating me? So try to ask questions that will make the whole thing fun and interesting. Anyway, so I've talked about the questions you should avoid asking on a first date. And probably many of you are guilty of asking that those questions. So now you're thinking to yourself, ah, all these ones that Kamsi said you should not ask. So which one should we not ask? Don't worry. Huh? It's me now. It's your girl. I got you covered, okay? So, the kind of questions you should ask. Now, I said in the segment of questions you shouldn't ask, I said, don't ask about their past relationship and exes. Now, you can ask about their past. The goal of a first date is to get to know someone better, like I said earlier, and know what shaped them into the person sitting in front of you right now. And what better way to do that than to ask about their past? You know, you want to know what happened to them, you want to know about their childhood. So you can ask questions like, what was your childhood like? Or what was your fondest memory growing up? Where did you go to school? Where did you live as a child? What are your siblings like growing up? It's a very fun aspect of someone's life. They feel like, ah, okay, this person is interested in knowing what happened, how I became who I am today. And it really makes them open up. In fact, it might even make them answer you before you ask them some certain questions self that you're not supposed to ask. So keep things, you know, try to get to know the person and what happened to them before they came on the date with you. But just try to avoid questions that will make them dredge up painful memories, okay? Another thing you can ask is about their interests. You should definitely ask your dates about the things they love doing. It will show them that you're interested in their lives. And if you see the possibility of a second date with the person, knowing their interests can actually help you plan a date that they will enjoy. So you can ask them questions like, how do you typically spend your weekends? What the person will answer might make you understand, okay, if I won't take her out next time, I might take her to see the movie, to see a movie, or I might take her to skydiving, okay, whatever. Okay, so also you can ask questions like, what do you enjoy doing in your free time? Do you enjoy watching movies, and what kind of movies do you enjoy? Are you open to trying new things? Do you enjoy reading? What's your favorite movie or series? You know, it can help you get an insight into what the person loves, so that just in case you want to plan a second date, you know exactly what to do that will make them happy. Another kind of questions you should ask that will help you find out the things that you have in common with them. You know, ask questions that will help you find out what you have in common with your dates. Questions like, what do you think of zodiac signs? You know, some people, they really believe in all these zodiac signs like Scorpio, Capricorn, and so on and so forth. So asking them that kind of question will help you know if they're also into zodiac signs like you, if you are into zodiac signs. Also, you can ask them, do you like sports? Are you into fitness? What kind of music do you like? It helps them to relax, and both of you can even find common ground. Like, you can now start going to work out together. It's just one of those things. So getting to know their interest is really good, because it can really help you get to know them better. Also, ask them questions that will help them think of some good times they've had or would want to have in the future. In this one, you can ask questions like, tell me about the best party you've ever attended. Tell me about the happiest day of your life. Have you ever played Truth or Dare? You know, playing Truth or Dare is actually a game that you experience a lot of things. So it can be fun to talk about that kind of thing. You can also ask them, what has been your best holiday ever? What's the best place you love to go on a vacation? And if you could spend the day with anyone, who would it be? These kind of questions will help them remember the good times they've had. And that's the kind of thing you want someone to be talking about on the first date. The good times they've had, not bad memories or bad their past that will bring them hurt and pain, like, you know. So Another question you can ask that will really spice up things is asking your date about their passion. For example, maybe when you ask them what they do for a living and they start talking about, I'm a volunteer, I love volunteering, I love charity work. And when you start asking them, what kind of charity work are you into? So how do you do? You know, it makes them feel like, okay, this guy is listening to me. This girl is listening to me, actually. She's paying attention. She heard me talking about this thing and she's really asking me questions about it. Everybody loves talking about their passion. So you see that it will make them happy to talk and it will just make the date flow better. So you should ask them questions about their passion and things they like doing and, you know, things like that. So those are the questions I feel like if you ask somebody on a first date, the person will definitely want a second date with you. So try asking these questions rather than asking those other questions, because the two of them may just decide whether it might be the deciding factor for the person if they can go out on a second date with you or not. Okay, this is, you know, whenever our episode is about to end, I always feel so bummed out because I love talking to you guys like so much. Well, fortunately, before we end today's episode, I'm going to be bringing back one of you guys' favorite segment of my podcast, and that is the comment section. This is a segment where I read some of the responses I got from my listeners as regards the issue we are talking about on that day's podcast. So I asked some of my friends on social media what a guy or a girl can ask them or do on a first date to make them lose interest in the date. And these are some of the responses I got. So Estelle said, if a guy starts sexualizing everything on a first date, I'll lose interest. She even gave some examples. She said, for example, I mistakenly spill water on myself and say, oh, I'm wet. And he starts talking about sexual wetness or turns the whole thing into a sexual innuendo. Okay, I totally understand where you're coming from, Estelle. I remember I once went on a date with a guy and he literally turned everything I said into a sexual innuendo. If I say hard, problem. If I say soft, problem. If I say stand, problem. If I say, as in, it was just like everything I was saying, somehow he just connected it to sex. In fact, the thing made me so annoyed and irritated. I just made up an excuse and just left that place because I couldn't stand it anymore. Like, if we are playing a game of who can turn things into sexual innuendo, that would have been a different thing. But we are just talking, so why are you doing that? Why are you running? It's not funny at all. Okay, so Siphon said, if a girl asks me how many female friends I have on a first date, or if I'm attracted to her for just her looks, I'll lose interest. But people are funny. Like, madam, it's just the first date, and obviously it's because he liked how you look, that's why he asked you to go out on a date with him. So why are you asking him if he's attracted to you for just your looks? So that he will now say yes, you will now say you only because of my is it, will he be attracted to your intelligence? Does he know you that well? Come on, you guys should please you guys should think now, Bicon. Oh. Okay. Promise said, I will lose interest in the date if the girl asks me how many girlfriends I've had, or worse, if she asks me to tell her about them. Like, why does she need them to give? Okay, like, why does she need them to give her past questions or coach her? Promise, I totally get you, bro. Like, she wants to know your past relationship so that she can, I don't know, find out the things that she should avoid or what. Ugh, that's bullshit. Now, don't ask someone that kind of question, please. Marvelous said, if I sense any form of desperation on the guy's part to get married, I'll lose interest. Also, if he asks about my body count, I'll lose interest. Yeah, I actually talked about this on the questions you should avoid. Don't ask someone that many people they slept with on the first date, please. It's not good at all. It's not good. It's awkward. Challenge said, I hate the where do you see yourself in 5 years question. Because the future is uncertain, and you put me in an awkward position trying to answer that question. Instead, ask me about the past or the present. At least I'm sure of those ones. Exactly, my girl, exactly. I understand where you're coming from. Precious said, don't ask me how old I am on the first date. It's weird. Personally, I never answer that question. Even on the third date, I will not answer it. I don't know. It's just a personal pre- I don't like people asking me how old I am. Don't do it, please. Okay, Lucy said, I'll lose interest if a guy starts calling me baby, my love, my heart on the first date. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's awkward. Like, you don't know me that well. Why are you calling me your love and your baby? Yeah, I think I understand that one. You guys, please avoid terms of endearment on the first date. It's too early, Biko. Just call the person by their name. Biko. Talk about those, my baby, my love. Like, you just went on the first date. You're already calling me your baby. Why? I beg. Anyway, this is where we'll be wrapping up on today's episode. I hope you guys have had a swell time, because I did. I'm just going to be giving you a little sneak peek into next week's episode. It's going to be all about the vagina. Yes, you heard me. We'll be discussing tips for a healthy vagina and how to prevent and manage STDs and toilet infections. Now, please, I didn't say how to treat STDs, Obiko. Well, I'm not a doctor, I beg. I said how to prevent and manage. And I'll be talking from personal experience, you know, toilet. As ladies, we have a lot of issues down there. So I'm just going to be helping you guys out in the best way I can. So if you're a lady, you can't afford to miss out on next week's episode. You know, people avoid talking about our female sexual organs so much, like it's a taboo. But we have them, all of us have them, and we have issues. We see a lot of things like happening down there, so it's good to talk about them. It's very good and important to talk about them, so that we know things that we should do, things that we shouldn't do, that to protect it, because it's very important. So guys, you guys too can tune in. Don't say vagina because it's only women. No, you have girlfriends, you have wives, so I'm sure in future it might actually be of help to them. So tune in too to find out some tips for a healthy vagina. Please, guys, don't forget to share today's episode with your family and friends, and on social media, your WhatsApp status, your WhatsApp contacts, Facebook, Instagram, even LinkedIn. Also, please don't forget to drop me your comments. Like, please, I really love reading you guys' comments, your questions, your reviews, your contributions. It's the highlight of my day. Please, you guys should always drop your comments. Even if you don't do any other thing, even if you don't share, please drop a comment for me. But please share. Please share too. That one is also very important to me, please. And also subscribe. If you see the subscribe button, just hit it. It doesn't cost anything. Try to subscribe, okay? And also follow me on social media. Instagram at The Truth Career Podcast. Facebook. My Facebook page is The Truth Career. My LinkedIn is at The Truth Career. Before I say goodbye, I have some exciting news to share with you guys. The first one is that our mini series is going to be coming back, and from next week, I feel like I should be dropping them on Sundays, because sometimes the episode might be so long that adding the mini series to it might make people discourage people because of the length of time. So I don't know, you guys should tell me, what do you guys want? Should I be dropping it with this episode, or should I be dropping it on a separate day, like on Sunday, and you can listen to it? Well, the next story I'm going to be starting on the podcast is titled The Devil Comes. Trust me, it's a very interesting story about a couple that are having some very creative and funny marital problems. And, you know, follow me to know how they resolve the issues, the complications that come with it, and so many other things. So also, after that one, I'm going to be doing another mini-series titled Addicted to You. It's also a very wonderful and interesting one. So I hope you guys would tune in to listen. Also, on Saturday by 3 p.m., I'm going to be going live on a Facebook page called My Compass Male and Female Book. I'm on that live broadcast. I'm going to be talking about meeting the in-laws. I'm sure if you're married, I don't know if you remember how you felt, you know, how anxious and worried and everything you felt before you met your husband or your wife's parents. It can be quite nerve-wracking. But also, if you're single, I'm sure you'd want to know, okay, so how do I comport myself? What do I do? What shouldn't I do when I'm meeting my parents-in-law? Tune in on Saturday by 3 p.m. I'm going to be going live on their Facebook page, and we're going to be sharing airtime to people that are going to stick out with us to the end. So make sure you don't miss out on the airtime or on the fantastic lessons you're going to be learning from me. I really hope to see you guys on Saturday by 3 p.m. Remember, it's my Compass Male or Female Book Facebook group that it will be going down. So try to tune in, okay? Thank you guys so much for always tuning in to listen to my podcast. I really appreciate it, and I love you guys so, so much. If you have an issue you want me to talk about on the podcast, you have a story you would love to share on the podcast, don't forget to send me an email to info.thetruthcareer@gmail.com. Till next week, keep being your best self and buck dash key.
It's on you. Don't be carrying me, young girl, with your body wind up.